Track 13. The Christmas Gifts.
Della so wanted to get her husband Jim something special for Christmas, but the few cents she managed to scrape together weren't going to go very far. As she stood in front of the mirror, her beautiful, long auburn hair hanging over her shoulders, she had an idea. She flung on her coat and marched out onto the street. She stopped in front of a door which bore a sign saying, "Hair Goods of All Kinds." She pushed the door open and walked in. "Will you buy my hair?" asked Della. $20. "Will that do you?" said the old lady. Della nodded, fighting back the tears as the first lock fell to the floor. But once she had the money in her hand, the smile returned to her face. She knew exactly what she was looking for. The one possession that Jim prized above all others was a gold pocket watch that had been his father's and his grandfather's before him, but it had no chain, and Della wanted to buy him a simple gold chain to hold this precious watch. She handed over the $20, wrapped the chain up safely, and set off for home. On her way, she stopped to look in the window of her favorite store. It sold antique knick-knacks, and there in the window lay a set of beautiful hair combs. She and Jim had stopped here the other day to admire them. He told her that the combs would have looked beautiful against the dark red of her hair. Della caught a glimpse of her reflection in the window. What would Jim say? She was sure he'd forgive her once he saw his gift. And anyway, she thought her hair looked okay in its new, boyish style. That evening, she felt excited, and when she heard Jim's footsteps, she ran to the door. The look on his face when he saw her was 100 times worse than anything she could have expected. His face crumpled, and he reached out his hand, saying, "Your hair!" She ran towards him, crying and apologizing. "Jim, I'm sorry. I sold it to buy you a gift. Look!" And she thrust the tiny package in his hand. He, at the same time, reached into his pocket and held out a small package of about the same size. "My darling, of course I love you, with or without your hair. It's just that I bought these for you." They both took the small, simply wrapped gifts from each other's trembling hands. Della opened hers. There in her hand lay the combs. "Oh, my love," she whispered, "they're beautiful. But don't worry, my hair'll grow. Go ahead, open your gift." His hands fumbled on the paper as he pulled out the gold chain, and his mouth shaped itself into a sad smile. "Don't you like it?" she asked anxiously. "It's perfect," he said, "but it's just that I sold my watch this evening to buy the combs."